96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
No longer should educators in our school system be tempted to leave for better paying jobs elsewhere. No longer should parents be forced to move for better schools. No longer should parents have to choose to send their children to private school. That cycle must stop, and that cycle will stop now.
That's Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker announcing his budget proposal last week. His most aggressive and some say most controversial proposal is to raise county property taxes 15% to pay for improving the school system. But not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Joining me to talk about this are Bruce Branch, Executive Director of the Maryland Business Clergy Partnership, and Bob Ross, President of the Prince George's County branch of the NAACP. What do you think about this idea? The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. I wanted to mention also that on Monday, we will have County Executive Rashern Baker and Prince George's County School CEO Dr. Kevin Maxwell here in studio to talk about this issue as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the conversation. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
Can you hear me, Mr. Ross?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Mr. Ross, let me start with you. What do you think of this plan by the county executive, certainly a proposal right now, to raise property taxes some 15% to improve the county school system?
Well, we have looked at it, and I actually talked to the county executive today about it, because we needed some clarity, and it just came out. For example, one of the clarity was it 15% or was it 15 cents? And the clarity is that it's 15 cents and not 15%. So that makes a big difference. And then we also had questions about, will this tax money, if he was proposed to get it, would it be strictly for the use of public schools in Prince George's County for the education? And the answer to that question was yes. We have received several phone calls into the office, both pro and con. I would take it to our executive committee the first Tuesday of this month, where we will look at it very closely and ask more questions about it.
So I'm still wondering, do you like it or not?
It sort of falls on what county executives do, and it's sort of like what the president Obama did. Talking about those that make more should pay more in taxes versus those that don't. But I really want to hear from the public on it so we can make a sound decision. Personally, it doesn't seem too bad, but I have to let the residents of the county make that decision.
Okay, well, and you said, 15 cents. We're talking about, I believe it's a 0.96 cents for every $100.
Right, and then that would take it to 111 or $1.11.
Right, and some of the numbers I'm seeing right now, some $220,000, a house worth $220,000, that would rise. That's about 15%. The tax, $2,500.
Right.
So that is 15%, but let's not, dibble over money. Mm-hmm. The reality is that it would be a significant increase. Mr. Branch, your thoughts about it?
I just think it's a terrible, terrible idea, especially in a county. I'm just going by what we've heard. We've heard from people all over the county. We've visited churches. We've visited neighborhood bars. We've been out at the community events, and everyone thinks this is a reckless way to run our county. And the most important part of this is our county has the most foreclosures in the state of Maryland. And so now you're going to impose a tax on the backs of not poor people, but ordinary working Prince Georgians. We just think it's a very, very bad idea. Not only is it a bad idea, we believe that this tax could actually force some people to lose their homes.
Mm-hmm. What would you suggest to address the issue of schools and I dare say raising the economic profile of the county? Because the county executive said during that press conference that it doesn't matter where in this country you go, when people move anywhere, the first thing, particularly parents, they ask about the school system.
Well, let me throw it back on the back of the county executive. Many of us may recall a couple of years ago, he took the vote out of the hands of the people for the school board, and he said, I would personally take over the school board, and I will personally be the one who's responsible for improving the schools. That hasn't happened. Our teachers, in which I heard him mention the teachers, right now make about $55,000 on the average a year. It's among the largest. This would take them to $65,000. We can't continue to throw money down a drain hole to solve every problem. I believe we need more programs in the school. I believe that we need to go the way of Booker T. Washington, more trades in the school. I believe that parents have to take more responsibility to improve our schools until there's a true working partnership between parents and the community. I think we're just throwing money away.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Raising property taxes to improve schools in Prince George's County. It's a proposal by Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker in his recently released budget. What do you think about that? Here in studio, I have Bruce Branch, Executive Director of the Maryland Business Clergy Partnership. On the phone, Bob Ross, President of the Prince George's County Branch of the NAACP. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let me go to Anonymous calling from Clinton, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Here's my question. I agree with Mr. Branch concerning this particular issue about the property tax. Whether it be 15% or 15 cents, I think it's a bad idea. And here's my question. Why is it that all of our executives or our politicians, whenever they get in office, and they want to raise taxes, they always go to the fail-safe of education? What about the people that don't have children that live in this county? What if your children have already graduated? You know, what about the road system? We just went through the worst snowstorm in history again, and there are potholes that you could actually get yourself injured in by trying to avoid. And I'm talking about the Maryland 5 corridor. If you drive on that road, you will clearly see that it is in badly need of repair. And everything can't be put on SHA. That's my question.
Well, and you make a legitimate gripe, if I may, expressing some legitimate concern. Certainly that is something for the county executive. But I will ask Mr. Ross your thoughts about what that caller just shared with us.
And he's right. 65% of the county budget goes towards education. And but being around education as long as I have, it never really has been funded to the degree that it should have here in the county. And property tax in the county has not been raised because of TRIM.
And that, of course, is the law, the 1978
right,
law, that
right.
prevents the property taxes from being raised to exorbitant amounts. But please, go ahead.
Well, they passed Senate Bill 848 that gave them that the position to do that. And I tell residents, we slept through that as a community. So that's why we haven't really taken a position on it. We're studying it very closely. We're going to give it to our executive committee. We're going to have a town hall meeting on that next month to get the feel of the community. There are a lot of residents. I attended a meeting last night, which really surprised me, over at the Prince George Community College. I would say 85% of people that was in the audience, and probably about 100 people in the audience,
agree with the county exec to raise the tax. I found that absolutely, I didn't expect to see that.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Ross, real quick. You said that there's going to be a town hall meeting hosted by the NAACP. You said that's next week. Is it a discussion?
No, that's going to be next month.
Next month.
April the 16th.
Okay, and is it going to discuss this issue?
About this issue, right. This very issue.
Where is it going to be? Because I'd like to get that out there.
21 Good Luck Road, Jubilee United Christian Church.
Jubilee United Christian Church. And what date again and what time?
And that's going to be April the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start at 6:30.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see if I can...
Could I say something?
Yeah, please, go right ahead.
Let me address that. That meeting last night was with Dr. Alvin Thornton, and it was kind of orchestrated and one-sided because many of the grassroots community were not there or did not know about it. 2-3 weeks ago, we had a meeting. We came to talk about contracting opportunities, and more than 300 people testified. All they wanted to talk about was the 15% and what the impact, the negative impact it would have on homeowners in our county.
Well, hold that point, because I want to talk about that also. So if you were on the phone, Clarissa Antoinette, and the other calls, got a lot of folks don't want to give their names. That's fine. We're still going to hear from you. Prince George's County is a very close-knit community. I do understand. So stay on the phone at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'm Harold Fisher. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 on 96.3 WHUR. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm. Stay with us for more of this conversation about taxes and schools in Prince George's County.